just been waiting for this moment to arrive.
say that I know why the caged bird sings. Only joy comes from song. If she's so rare and beautiful to others. So she can fly. Cause we
You don't want me anymore. Thank you so, 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 so much. Thank you. Thank you, my hometown. I feel so good to be home. I'm so glad to be here for you. I'm so glad that you're here for me. Thank you for your love. And guess what? The candles did last 14 hours. Oh, shoot. Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you for celebrating this 10th anniversary of Songs in A Minor. Thank you for every single moment, every single year, and to the future, because it's going to be an incredible future. New York, I love you. God bless you. Good night. This girl that came out, you know, she was from New York like me. And when I was growing up, you know, I had on my baggy jeans, cause I love my baggy jeans. And I had my Timberlands on, cause I stayed in my Timberlands. And then I had my hair in a little ponytail. And if I didn't have the ponytail, I had my braids, cause you know I love my braids. But this girl, you know, she was just like me, you know, and she had her combat boots on, and I think she understood where I was coming from. Her name was Mary J. Blige. Yeah. Now, if y'all know this song, I'm gonna need y'all to sing it with me, you know. Satisfy my every need. Won't you be my inspiration? Be the real love that I need. Yeah, real love. Say. Someone to set my And everybody asks me, you know, where are you from? And I'm just all bragging. But the most beautiful thing is that growing up, when I was young, growing up in the city, you know, there was just inspiration everywhere. There's just noise everywhere. It's just loud, you know? And I remember us playing. We'd be playing on the streets. We'd be playing, opening the fire hydrants and letting the water become our sprinklers. You know what it is. But I feel like on those corners of New York City, is where I heard so much music, and I heard so many of my inspirations on those corners. And I think that the city, you know, really wrote a lot of that first album, a lot of all my records the city writes. So one of my biggest inspirations, one of the ones that I remember the most, went a little something like this. Tell me if y'all know it. Hey. Hey. Y'all might think this is Biggie. No. And I do love me some Biggie. But this right here is the original. The talented DeBarge. They say, baby, you can't go on. Growing up in the city, me and my homegirl Tanisha, see, we'd ride on the train. Because what else is there to do in the city but ride on the train? And what it was we had all our songs that we were writing, you know. And so while we'd be on the train, we would practice. Practice, you're wondering, is one of us would beat the seat, put a beat on the seat, and the other one would be practicing their song, you know, while we riding. And I think this guy, we would both say, is one of our biggest inspirations, because he's the one that really showed us how to talk about what was going on around us, everything we saw. His name is Marvin Gaye. We can sing this one together, okay? So first we're gonna start off with a snap, like, you know, cause we so cool that we just have to get the snap going. Like, yeah, I see you, mama, get it. Okay, like this. I had to run home so I could play it. And he said, hey, baby, you know what I feel. I keep your picture beside my bed. Yeah. You ain't think that, did you? Just come on and down me. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. I've been there before. That life's a ball, so full of the superficial.
Lord only knows. I want